Hello, everybody. I wanted to welcome you to this amazing Breakthrough Healing Intensive. This is the first class. This is Master Theta Healer Karen Abrams, and I am more delighted than you could possibly know that you chose to spend your time with me today so that we can make the magic happen in all of our lives by identifying and healing what is outside all of our comfort zones so we can live in our true potential now. This session we'll be dealing with, the top thing we're going to be dealing with is being seen, which is one of the major issues that need to be healed in order for you to be known for the gifts that you are bringing to the world. I know many people on this call. I know people who are going to sign up who can't be here today but will listen to this recording. I want to say hi and honor all of them too. But we all have gifts to share with this world, and the best thing that we could possibly do is allow ourselves to be seen and embraced by all who are meant to be part of our tribe. This is class number one of a four-class series where we're going to address and heal what makes you uncomfortable about moving forward. So your efforts will have that extra magic that can bring about more attention from potential clients, more opportunities, more referrals, and more success. And when I say success, it's not just what the bank account, you know, going up and up and up and up, or the client load going up and up and up and up. It's about your whole life. It's about that wholeness and that richness that you have with your family, with your friends, with your own time, and with your business or with this business that you're birthing right now. So I wanted to say that to you. Plus, you know, class two, you're going to be contributing to what you need healed that's outside your comfort zone so that can be specifically addressed. That's really important to know that you are a vital part of this class and of this curriculum and of this support. And using the power and the support of our group intention to heal is going to magnify our results. I say that all the time when we get together. If you want to read a wonderful book about it, I highly suggest The Power of Eight by Lynn McTaggart, where she went and did the research to prove that that is so, that when you put your intentions in a group, when you hold them for other people, that your intentions come true and their intentions can come true. And there's a palatable shift that occurs that has, you know, like I said, been proven scientifically and medically. They did medical research too. It's really interesting. So I highly suggest that you grab that book, Power of Eight by Lynn McTaggart. Anyways, first, for those of you who have never been on this call before, and for those of you who have, I know this is just a reminder. I want to review what Theta Healing is, and then we're going to go into how this class will be conducted and get into our healing together. So Theta Healing is a meditation that uses divine energy to help your mind speak to your body. Once you are in you're connected in this meditation, your brain waves are slowing down into the theta state to access your subconscious mind. And with your permission, and only with your permission, we can energetically change negative belief systems, heal fears and bad habits, help you forgive yourself and others, and erase traumas and resentments, and resolve painful relationships, and really address the root issues causing chronic emotional and physical symptoms for you. So the way we're going to conduct the session is going to go like this. I'm going to go into the theta meditation, connect to God or Source or whatever that name is for you. I'm going to ask permission to come into your space. You're going to say yes out loud or in your head. I'm going to receive intuition about what's going on with everybody. And then I'm going to ask you if you'd like an energetic healing on that in the form of a download of, would you like to know how to do this or that? Would you like, you know, would you like to know how to receive love? Or how to be successful in your own life. Would you like to know what it feels like to? That's going to get into that visceral sense that we have. What does it feel like to receive success and love from others? And would you like to get God's understanding, which is the most loving perspective on whatever it is? Could be a relationship, could be a situation, anything, so that you can get that and really understand that on a visceral, in a visceral way. And your job is to, like I said, say out loud, say yes out loud, say yes in your head. It's the only way this energy is going to get into your subconscious mind and change those issues that are harming you. Also, people always ask me, well, what if, you know, sometimes I kind of space out and I almost fall asleep. That's deep theta. That's a deep yes also, so just know that. And then I want you to notice how you feel. You may say, feel something, you may feel nothing. It's okay either way. You're going to be getting the healing because I'm witnessing it for you, because that's my job. So we're going to start with the basic downloads here. Is it okay if I come into your space now? Say yes. Hello, everybody. Yee-hoo. Wow. Wonderful. Okay. Would you like to have God's definition of unconditional love and know what that feels like? Awesome. Would you like to know what it feels like to be worthy of receiving God's unconditional love? And would you like to know how to, and what it feels like to receive this unconditional love? And let me say right now, for those of you who might notice sometimes I'll go quicker or I'll go slower, your subconscious will bring you this information, and Creator will bring you this information at a pace that's right for you in your own divine timing, okay? So even if I go boom, 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 and you're like, oh my gosh, how am I ever going to get all that stuff? It'll come to you all day and all night if it needs to get to you, okay? It will come in your own divine timing. So, would you like to have God's definition of joy and know what that feels like? And would you like to know what it feels like to be worthy of receiving God's unconditional joy? And to know how to and what it feels like to receive this joy. Good. And would you like to have God's definition of unconditional self-love and know what that feels like? And know what it feels like to be worthy of receiving God's unconditional self-love. And know how to and what it feels like to receive it. And know what it feels like to love yourself unconditionally from the inside out, from God's perspective. And know what it feels like to be completely safe in your body and in the world from God's perspective. And would you like to have God's definition of discernment and know what that feels like? And know how to use discernment instead of fear to make decisions in your life. And know what that feels like. And know what it feels like to be completely healthy from God's perspective. And completely in love and loved by Source and embraced by Source. There we go. Wonderful. Yay, we're on our way. Always take these downloads. I've been taking them for a bazillion years, and I take them every time I work with somebody, just so you know. So first of all, I would like to address that there may be some of you, or maybe all of you, are here because of some struggle you're going through, some unanswered question. I would like to acknowledge those who are going through that in their lives right now, those who are experiencing grief in a monumental way right now. I would like to just bring in love and understanding and compassion for that. And those who And know that you are embraced by God on this journey, even though you didn't choose to go on it. And know what healthy friendship feels like, allowing your community, and for everyone here, allowing this community to be part of your support system for everything that you're going through, for your specific struggle that you are attending to right now. I would like to acknowledge you and appreciate that you're here to find out what's outside the comfort zone so you can go, yeah, you know, let's work on that. Because that always, and know that that's the easiest thing to do here. I'm not going to throw you in front of 50,000 people naked so that you can do a speech you're not prepared for. Okay? What I'm going to do is provide you, and we're all going to provide a really, really loving space for us to go, wow, that scares the heck out of me. Okay, so let's work on that. To eliminate that fear, to heal that fear, okay? So you really understand we're getting rid of, we're healing, we're learning from what makes us uncomfortable so that we can move forward in this beautiful, in a beautiful pace that is in line with who we really are. Okay? So being seen requires vulnerability, and that's not always the safest feeling to have when we go into public. But when we get comfortable with ourselves, with being known, then this hurdle can shrink down into a blip on the road that we can just step right over, right into your success, okay? So would you like to know who you are from God's perspective? Good. And would you like to have Source's understanding on what would happen if you allowed yourself to be known by others? Good. And would you like to have Creator's understanding of your gifts? And would you like to have God go back to whatever lifetime and level you began to be punished for sharing your gifts and have God heal that, wherever that is? And would you like to have God teach you what you were meant to learn from those experiences? And would you like to have God heal the trauma and the shock from being punished for sharing your gifts? And I can feel that coming out of the gut. That's where like that abusiveness comes out of. And that trauma. I feel a lot of that releasing. You can look at it and imagine it as white smoke or dark smoke coming out of your body, knowing that love and compassion will replace that. Okay. Woo! Would you like to release? Wait, let it go for a second. Would you like to release the powerlessness you felt from being punished for sharing your gifts? There you go. And you may have felt that from this life, and that's really where your focus goes to, but understand that it's going and it's reaching your ancestral level, all what your ancestors have experienced, our collective consciousness, your past life experience, your soul experience, which is the depth of all of those, the deepest part of all of those. There we go. Beautiful. And would you like to have God heal that resentment that you had towards God for being punished for sharing your gifts? Even if you feel that now. And that anger and that rage, since resentment is the back door to all of those others, you can let that go, knowing that love and compassion is going to take its place. Beautiful. Beautiful. Would you like to have Source heal the resentment that you have towards humans for your being punished for sharing your gifts? Beautiful. Okay. And that anger and that rage towards them, let's release that too. Have God release that. And teach you what you were meant to learn from all that, from God's perspective. Good. All right. And let's have Source heal that disappointment you had in God for going through this ordeal so many times. Great. And heal that disappointment you had in humans or have in humans for going through this ordeal so many times on all those levels and lifetimes. There we go. Would you like to have Creator heal the betrayal you felt from God for being punished for sharing your gifts? Great. And heal the betrayal you felt from humans for being punished for sharing your gifts. Heal that bitterness that you felt from going through this also. Let all that stuff go. It looks like almost like crumbled coal, charcoal, you know, like leaving your body, leaving every cell of your body, leaving all these levels that you walk around with all day long. Woo! And teach you what you were meant to learn from that bitterness. From God's perspective, there we go. Nice. And how much better you're going to feel when you feel that love and compassion take its place. And would you like to have Creator heal the sadness and grief you felt from being punished for sharing your gifts? It's a big collective sadness and sigh going on here, so. Good job. And would you like to have Creator heal the feeling of being violated when you were most vulnerable sharing your gifts with others? There we go. And release that with love, knowing that compassion is coming in its place. And have God teach you what you were meant to learn from that also. And have God release this abuse you experienced when you were punished for sharing your gifts. Perfect. Okay. So, we were talking. Let's get into some of the beliefs that come up as a consequence of having our vulnerability violated in this way by showing our gifts. Here, I'm going to read off these and whatever comes to me, and then we're going to heal them, okay? Have God change them. I have to be an imposter to protect myself from harm. I can never reveal my gifts, or I will be destroyed. Also, wait, let me stop for a second to make sure that you also understand that all of this will be downloaded to you, all of this information, all of this love, these feelings and understandings in all languages and all levels, so that it cannot hide in your subconscious in another language or in another level, okay? If you're ready to let it go and change it, it's going to happen. Okay. Being vulnerable is too dangerous. Being known is too dangerous. It's safe to stay hidden. It's best to stay hidden. I have to hide my flaws or I will be rejected. I am unacceptable. I am unlovable. I'll never be enough. I am in jail of my own making. If you have any of these beliefs in any lifetime or on any level, would you like God to change them now? Good. If I let myself be seen, then I will be destroyed. If I let myself be seen, I'll be judged harshly. If I let myself be seen, I'll be criticized heavily. If I let myself be seen, I'll never recover from the negative judgment and criticism. If I let myself be seen, I'll fail and never get over it. If I fail, I'll never be able to recover from it. If I fail, I'll never be successful. If I succeed, my expectations of myself will multiply. Let's see. if everyone's expectations of me multiply, I'll never be able to fulfill them. If I succeed, I will lose it all again. If I succeed, I will lose my family. If I succeed, I will lose my community. If I succeed, I will lose my friends. If I become successful now, then I'll know I could have done this earlier. And that may be too much to take. If I become successful now, then I'll never get over being disappointed in my past behavior. If you have any of these beliefs in any lifetime or on any level, would you like Source to change them now? Say yes. Good job. Great. So there are a few vows that are in place that we should change and get rid of. Vows are promises that you make consciously or unconsciously to right or wrong. But the problem is that they take away your free choice and drain you of your energy when you come up against them. So, for example, you can make a choice to save the world and work towards that. But if you have a vow to do it, you can never rest until it's done. And that's totally draining, if you can catch my drift here. So that being said, we're going to need to complete and finish these vows so that you can make your own choices and live by them. Okay? So would you like God to complete and finish the following vows? To stay hidden, to never reveal your secrets, to never be vulnerable again, to never love again, to keep your gifts a secret, to reject love from God, to reject being loved, to walk your path alone, to stay isolated in order to be close to God, to never rise above your parents' level of success, to never rise above your ancestors' level of success, to bring everyone out of poverty, to feed the world, to heal God, to be a beacon of light to humanity, to stay hidden from humanity, to heal others secretly, to be invisible, to be a martyr, to give your power away to God, to give your power away to others, to give your power away to authority figures. If you have any or all of these vows, would you like God to complete and finish them now? Say yes. Okay. All righty. Is there anybody who would like a healing right now? Press star 2. If I don't get anybody, I'm just going to move forward. You have about 5 seconds to make that choice. Oh, look at that. There are a few people. I'm going for anonymous here, up here. Hi, anonymous person. Do you know who you are? Say something. Say hi. You raised your hand. Say hi.
Hi.
Hi. Who's that?
Hi. I'm sorry. I thought I had unblocked my phone number. That's why I didn't know you were talking to me.
Yeah, who's this?
Hi, this is Sharon. How are you?
Hey, Sharon. How are you doing? So tell me, how can I be of support to you today?
Well, I am going through a continuous thing that no matter what I do and no matter what, it still has not turned around for me. And I am still dealing with financial blocks. And it could be tied into a lot of things that I just don't want to discuss openly, you know.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And I'm working on those things, but nothing has changed yet. And I have a possible really big important sale kind of pending. I just haven't heard back from the buyer if he's going to say yes to buying this very expensive painting or not. And it's really hard for me to stay calm because this commission allows me to pay off my debt and be free basically to start a new life. And without that, I'm still struggling, wondering how am I going to survive.
Okay. So let's get on it. So is it okay if I come into your space, Sharon?
Yes.
Great. So let's have God let you know, understand what this opportunity is really about and what you're meant to learn from it, okay?
Okay.
Okay. And is it okay for you to understand how to and what it feels like to receive abundance in your life? From
yes.
Creator's perspective? Okay.
Yes.
Now, everybody else who's listening, remember, you can say yes to these downloads. You're going to get your version. The only reason I have people participating in this at all is because we all have the same issues. We might have a different story attached to it, but our themes are all the same. So please say yes. You will get your version of this. It always helps. Okay. That being said, back to you. All right, so let's pull the hooks, cords, and attachments you have to this desperation to release yourself from debt, okay?
Yes.
Okay. And we'll we'll send all those hook scores and attachments to God's light. There we go. Yay.
And this has been going on for a long time, and this didn't used to be my life
right.
once upon a time. So I don't know what
yep.
I'm supposed to be learning that I have been crippled as badly as I
right.
have financially.
Well, we'll get to that in a minute here. I think that's true. You're right. So, but let's have God let you know that it's okay for you to let go of this desperation so that you can receive this opportunity and embrace it and allow
okay.
it to occur, okay?
Okay.
And allow the thing that's best, that's in your highest and best with grace and ease and the most benevolent outcome to occur of this, okay?
Okay.
And really understand how the universe has your back here. Knowing
that's
that
difficult.
You've done... Right, right. Okay, so let's let you understand that it's possible to look at that, and it's safe to look at how the universe has, that remember that this is a co-creation. You do your work. You do stuff I don't know how to do, okay? You do the things that talent. The rest of it is energy, okay? We're here to help you with that energy and to help kind of buoy your talents and put a jetpack on them it just shoots up and it's like, oh, yeah, of course we're taking this. This will be wonderful. So that this is just the first opportunity of many that come. And that you're able to handle being in this abundance, okay? So God's bringing that to you right now.
Okay.
And one thing I will say to you, and I want everyone to hear, we all know how to be grateful for things that have already happened because that's how we're taught to do it, right? And then they always say, you're grateful. You got food on the table, all of these sorts of things. And we agree. But it's more of that's an intellectual exercise. What I'd like you to do today and to keep going is to be grateful for the future event, okay? Be grateful for what has yet to happen but is out there already and has already occurred in all of the possibilities that are there for you, okay? So in all of
yes.
the possibilities, right? One of them might be that the UFO could come down and take over the world. But in all of those possibilities, one of them, at least one of them, is for this deal to go through. Okay? And
okay.
so you check into that one, because that's a cool one we love. And what do you think that feels like? And I want you to feel this, and everybody in the audience can feel this too, for that future event. If you can be in that right now, how grateful would you be right now if that already occurred?
I would be elated. I would be at mm-hmm. peace in my mind. I would be at peace in my heart.
Feel
my
it.
Body would
feel it.
Yeah, I do.
Feel
when
it
I think
now.
About it, I
Good.
I feel.
Good.
Yeah, I do. I feel was like, oh my God, I can actually breathe.
To breathe.
I don't have to be afraid anymore. I can actually
yeah.
start to live. I can think
right.
clearly. I
mm-hmm.
I can get the monkey off my back and just
right.
say, wow, I did this. Let's
okay.
move on.
So let's
do
keep
another.
Doing that right here. Absolutely. And so let's let you know that it's possible for you to live without holding yourself back from breathing and know what that feels like and show you that it's possible for you to live without having to worry. This is for everybody in order to bring about what you desire, okay?
Yes.
And to stay in this energy of this happening and always come back to this every day, a few times a day, so that you can get your body back into that parasympathetic mode where the acid's not going all over your body, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Because this is the big catcher's mitt, okay, for you. When we go into, and the fear, all it is a hyper-focus on a negative outcome. So when you hyper-focus on the positive outcome, when you get viscerally involved, and the more you get viscerally involved, the universe has to adjust to that. It adjusts to the visceral feelings, okay? So you're already there, okay? When you're in that, now if something happens and it doesn't turn out the way you want, you don't know if it's because somebody better is coming behind that. And they were in second in line and they were trying to nudge out this person so you can have a better opportunity, okay? And those are the realities we want to go in and use our talents to go in. So this isn't about, and let's show you the difference between denying what's in front of you, right, and being naive, and really just focusing on changing the universe so it's really supporting what you really want, which is the positive outcome, okay?
Yes.
What you really desire. Okay. There we go. All right, my dear. and the hesitation you have to heal from this, the hesitation you have for receiving this abundance and this good fortune, let's have God heal that now. And that's for everybody.
Yes.
There we go. There we go. So that it's possible and safe for you to do this now. Okay. All right, my dear. This is a good place to be as we continue, okay?
Okay,
and let's just have
God
let
you
know. You're so welcome, and have God let you know who you are from God's perspective with this new opening and everybody's new opening here. Good. Yay. Okay. So living up to your potential is something that we all desire on some level. And if you're not there yet, the question that can keep looping around your mind can take you, and that can take you away from the moment, which is the most powerful place to be, is will I or will you live up to your potential? Okay. And the best thing we can do to empower ourselves, again, is to be in the moment with that question. Okay? So would you like God's understanding on this question? Will you live up to your potential and be able to express it in this lifetime? There we go. Would you like to know it's possible to answer this in a way that's in your highest and best, with grace and ease and the most benevolent outcome? And would you like to get God's truth on this answer? And the answer. Good. And would you like to have Source release the chaos that surrounded this question for you? And to release the chaos and distraction you have created trying to avoid answering this question? And would you like to have Source release the tension this question has brought to your life? Would you like to have God release the self-resentment you have by answering this question negatively? Okay. We're getting at it from the other angle. Would you like to have Source let go of the regret you have for answering this question negatively? So many times. Good job. Would you like to have God let go of the self-rejection you have for answering this question negatively? Good. Would you like to have God go back to whatever lifetime and level this question became an issue and have God answer it then? And have Source go back to whatever lifetime and level you began to fear living up to your potential and get God's understanding on that. Okay, so now this leads us into healing the fear of living up to your potential and feeling it and expressing it in this lifetime. So fears can be reduced to one bottom belief that is a very negative outcome attached to it, which is why it feels so scary to us. So to get to the bottom of the fear, I'm going to keep asking the same question. What's the worst thing that could happen if you never live up to your potential? Okay? Then whatever comes to your mind first is the new answer. You know, you're going to say, if I never live up to my potential, I'll die. And then I'll say, I'll keep asking the same question. What's the worst thing that would happen if you die? And then you answer that question. We do that till we get to the bottom belief. And you know you've hit the bottom when you can't imagine anything worse. You just kind of feel it in your gut. And once you have that answer, we're going to tack it onto this first part of the sentence. If I live up to my potential, then. And then this worst thing will happen. Or if I never live up to my potential, then. Okay? So, let me just get a clear idea of which one we're going for here. So anybody who wants to work on this fear right now, press star 2, and we'll play with one person, but it's going to be for everybody, so you'll still get your thing. Okay. All right, here we go. I'm going to pick somebody. To BC. Kimberly, BC.
Oh, boy. Hello?
Hi, who's this? Hi, who's this?
It's Monica. Hi, Karen.
Hey, Monica. Thanks
for
coming
on.
Okay, so we're going to play. So it's a fear of, we're going for the positive, fear of living up to your potential, okay? So what would be the worst thing that would happen if you lived up to your potential?
The positive?
Yeah, if I live up to my potential, what's the worst thing that's going to happen?
I wouldn't be able to keep up with all the opportunities, all the events, all the travels, all the money.
Okay. So, and if that happened, thank you very much. That's about as perfect as you get. So if that happened, what would be the worst thing that would happen then?
I'd have to say no to some things.
Right. And if you had to say no to some things, what would be the worst thing that would happen to you then?
I might not get those opportunities again.
And if you never got those opportunities again, what would be the worst thing that would happen to you then?
I might just sit on my couch alone by myself, wondering what if.
Mm-hmm. And if you did that, what would be the worst thing that would happen then?
I would get fat and depressed.
Mm-hmm. And if you got fat and depressed, what would be the worst thing that would happen then?
I would die fat and depressed.
And if you died fat and depressed, what would be the worst thing that would happen then?
I might have to like come back into a body and try it again.
Okay. And if that happened, what would happen then?
I kind of decided I don't want to go back. I want to like be more expanded as I progress.
Okay.
I don't want to go backwards.
Okay, so you feel like you'd go backwards. So if you went backwards, what would be the worst thing that would happen to you then?
Like I would have to go back into duality and hardships and suffering, and I feel really over all of that.
Okay, and if that happened, what would be the worst thing that would happen then?
I'd be like, here we go again. It would be like Groundhog Day, like living the same thing over and over, and I would hate it.
Okay, so if that happened, are you talking about that happening eternally?
Uh-huh, eternally.
Okay. So you'd be in this eternal loop. And if you were in that eternal loop of you know, never living up to never living up to that potential and just going through this over and over again,
mm-hmm.
what would be the worst thing that would happen then?
I might have to choose something else.
And what would be the worst thing that happened if you choose something else?
It would be unknown.
Mhm.
Mhm.
And if it were unknown, what would be the worst thing that would happen then?
Fear of the unknown.
The what would be unknown?
Fear of the unknown. I wouldn't know. Yeah, it would be blank, a void, and then what?
Okay, so you would be in the void, is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
In fear?
In fear and, like, uncertainty of how to do anything, create anything.
And so where would, the question I'm getting right now is, where would God be in all this?
Where would God be in all
this? That energy.
Yeah. I don't know.
Present with you or absent from you?
Maybe absent, or maybe that's like the connection point that like a question mark. Like, where is God? And
okay,
where is the God in me?
Mm-hmm. Right, exactly. So you're essentially saying there's a disconnect from your God self, essentially, right?
Yeah.
And is that the worst thing, or is there something worse?
No, I think that's pretty good.
That's pretty good. That's pretty bad.
Yeah.
Okay. So the belief is, the fear really is, if I live up to my potential, then I will be disconnected from the God within me, from God within me.
Wow.
And is it okay? Yeah. And is it okay if
I
change that?
Wow, that seems very paradoxical.
Isn't it? It's really, yeah.
Yeah.
But fears aren't logical things. So it's pretty perfect. So is it okay if God changes that for you? And if that's the bottom belief for those out there, just say yes to it. Because it usually is a bottom belief being disconnected from God.
Wow.
And I can kind of feel that viscerally in the back of my heart and my gut here with you.
Mm-hmm.
So let's have God change that. Good. Woo! And let you know that it's safe and it's possible to live up to your potential in this lifetime and experience it joyfully. And receive it joyfully. And share it joyfully. Yay. And that burden of that fear of living up to it, living up to your potential and experiencing that, that fear, is it okay if God releases that from every cell of your body? And sends that to God's light? Okay, good.
Yes.
Uh-huh. La, la, la. You feel that? It's getting lighter in here, everybody. It's getting lighter. Okay. How's that feel?
Good. Thank you. Wow.
You're so welcome. All right. Monica did a bang-up job there. Thank you, Monica, for voicing that all for all of us. So now we're going to avoid – sorry, now we're going to avoid. Now we're going to ease out of being in avoidance and come into the moment. Let's avoid together, shall we? Would you like to know it's possible that this fear that we just worked on is healed now? That it's safe for that to be healed and resolved on the history level. And would you like to have God go back to whatever lifetime and level you began to use avoidance as a coping mechanism and have God change that there? And would you like to know what it feels like to be safe addressing an issue in a straightforward manner that is in your highest and best with grace and ease and the most benevolent outcome? Would you like to know how to live without avoiding answering the questions that are looping around in your head and causing distraction and stress for you? And know what it feels like. Well, know what that feels like. Would you like to know? And part of this is what I'm getting, too, is when we avoid answering these questions that are looping, it's because we've already actually answered them in, like, the most negative way. So it's like, I don't want to know that. I don't want to know that, right? Like Sharon was talking about, we're answering, and it happens so quickly, even though, I mean, look how fast we got to the bottom there with her stuff. It's there, it's accessible through this work to get there that quickly with something that might have been bothering you your whole life or longer. There we go. And would you like to know it's safe to transition out of avoidance with grace and ease? And have God return you to the calm and security of being in the moment with answering your most pressing questions. And knowing that you can answer them positively. Would you like to know how to move forward from God's perspective on this issue with grace and ease? And know how to be in the moment without being distracted so easily that way. And know what that feels like. And know how to get back into the moment when you are distracted away from that. And know what that feels like. And know that's possible and safe to do so. Remember, it's not like we're always going to be in the moment. Except for babies. Babies and children are pretty much always in the moment. But once you cross whatever that line is, wherever that is, and we stop doing that, we just want to know how to get back, too. And just acknowledge and accept and allow that sometimes we're going to be out of the moment. And that's probably when you're going to feel kind of goofy and not great. And so you just remind yourself, oh, I'm out. Let me come back in. Right now I'm okay. Right now I'm actually safe. I'm eating. I've got shelter. I'm good. Let's go from here. Instead of that fictional future that's freaking me out right now. Okay? And would you like to know what it feels like to be calm from God's perspective? And know what it feels like to be centered from God's perspective and know that's possible. And know what it feels like to be balanced from God's perspective. And know how to and what it feels like to return to balance when you're out of balance. And know that's possible. And know what it feels like to be grounded from God's perspective. And know how to and what it feels like to return to being grounded when you leave your body for a moment. And know that's possible. Okay. Would you like to know it's possible to live, for you to live up to your potential in this lifetime and experience that? And would you like to have God's understanding on how to make that happen with grace and ease? And there's just a few more beliefs here that I want to go through and help you change. I'm nothing. I am less than enough. I will never be enough. I am broken. I am weak. I am a shadow. I am evil. There's something wrong with me, and I'm unlovable. If you have any of these beliefs in any lifetime or in any level, would you like to have God change that now? Okay. Would you like to have God's definition of power and know what that feels like? To have God go back to whatever lifetime and level you began to give away your power and have God change that there? And know what it feels like to keep your power. And how to and what it feels like to live with your power from God's perspective and know you're safe doing so. And let's have God show you how to and what it feels like to step into your power now. Good job. Yay, yay, yay. We're going to complete the session. Would you like a body healing right now? Just say yes. Good. And would you like to know who you are from God's perspective with all of these amazing changes and openings and embracings right now? Here we go. You're going to let this, all right, hold on, yeah. You're going to let this work process through you with your theta brainwaves in your body and into your subconscious over the next, like, 4 to 7 days. I want you to notice what gets lighter during this time between this class and the next class, what gets better, because you've just let go of some major issues. You've resolved and healed major issues that are holding you back from your own progress. And you've just now begun to build a foundation of your living up to your potential. And that is just the beginning of this Breakthrough Healing Intensive series. So let's continue to grow part of this, part of yourself together as a group, using this theta healing to magnify your results. And your input on what you need to heal along the way is going to be incorporated into the curriculum. So now that you have a sense of what our future classes are going to be like, please join us for the rest of this series. You can go to thinktheta.com, which is my website, /healing-circles. thinktheta.com/healing-circles. The next email, you will have this information on it. And for those of you who can't make it to these live classes, know that everybody receives an MP3 recording of every class. And there are also bonuses for those of you who participated in an ongoing basis. So if you attended our last Manifest Your Big Dream series, you're eligible for a thank you discount. This is for those who participated in our last series only. And if you'd like to receive one of these wonderful thank you discounts in the future, just sign up. Signing up for this series is going to help you get there. For those of you who would like to participate in this series and go further with private one-on-one sessions, you can purchase 2 30-minute sessions at a discount and add that to this package. And this is a great way to focus on your specific needs and receive the power also of the group healing. Please remember, our power as a group grows with your active participation, even if you're listening to the recording. And we can only do that together. Thank you again for spending your valuable time with me. May our moments together bring you more peace, joy, and fulfillment. Many, many blessings to you. Bye for now.